Thousands of pages of secret files kept by the Boy Scouts of America were released to the public today. They're known as the Perversion Files and list more than 1,200 men expelled from the organization because of accusations of child molestation.
More than 50 of the names on that list are men in our area. WTOP investigative reporter Mark Seagraves joins us live for more on the story. Mark, you've been poring through these documents. Give us some background on where these files came from.
This all started from two angles. One, the LA Times was doing a really comprehensive investigative report over time on this issue, and Boy Scouts who had been abused out in California. In 2010, an Oregon Scout sued the Boy Scouts of America and was awarded $18.5 million after they found that his assistant scoutmaster had admitted to molesting 17 boys but was allowed to stay in the Boy Scouts. These records were part of that court case, and the judge or the Boy Scouts wanted them sealed. News organizations sued to have them opened, and finally the Oregon Supreme Court decided in favor of the news organizations that they should be made public.
Well, now that we've got a look at them, what's exactly in them, Mark?
You know, these are thousands and thousands of pages that have to do with 1,247 different men, and it includes handwritten notes from the victims, in some case police reports. In some case, it's correspondence between the Boy Scouts and the victims, or the Boy Scouts and the suspects, and at times it shows how the Boy Scouts dismissed accusations. There was one case where a scout leader had admitted to sleeping nude and showing pornography to boys, and the Boy Scouts memo said, well, we don't think, you know, that rises to the level of expelling him. So it really gives a detailed look at every single instance. It was a 20-year snapshot from 1965 to 1985.
We mentioned more than 50 of the names are people in our area. What do they say about these men?
That's right. 30 in Maryland, 24 in Virginia, and 2 in the District of Columbia. Now, remember, these date back from 1965 to 1985. So some of these are 50 to 30 years old, these accusations. Some of them have gone through the court system. In one case, one of the suspects became a rabbi and fled to Israel to avoid prosecution. Some of these people are on local sex offender registries already. Some will come, I think, as a complete surprise to people. You can see the list and all the documentation at our website, of course.
Quickly, what happens next?
Well, a lot could happen next, Hillary. This opens the door for one criminal prosecution for some of these cases that may not have been reported. Certainly civil lawsuits could come out of this. And because the Boy Scouts are congressionally chartered, the attorney in Oregon today who released these files today called on Congress to have hearings to look into this, because there are still the same files dating from 1985 to 2010 that the Boy Scouts haven't released that are still in litigation right now. And a lot of people want to look at the more current files to see what those say. So, you know, we're going to be hearing about this for a very long time.
All right. WTOP investigative reporter Mark Seagraves.